Shavua Tov, Gutavach to all. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York, letting you know that tonight will be our final 10-10 Motzei Shabbos of this season. After Pesach, time gets a little bit late, so we will be on pause for the remainder of the year. So I'd like to share with you a thought about the Haggadah, and in particular, Manishtana. If you look in most translations into English, as the one that I'm holding right in front of me, you'll get translations of Manishtana that are the equivalent of, why is this night different than all other nights? That's for sure an incorrect translation. Some will say, what is different about this night? And that is a little bit closer. But the truth of the matter is that in Hebrew, we say, that if you wanted to say what is different, it would be Mashoneh, not Manishtana. Manishtana means what is changed or what is transformed. There is also an indication that this word Manishtana is in the Binyan Hit Pa'el, which means reflexive. That is to say that the change is upon you, upon the person speaking. So Manishtana means what is transformed, and the indication is that the change or what is changing is you, the person themselves. In fact, the proof, if you will, that Manishtana is not really about asking a question to get an answer is that the Rambam points out that if a person is at a Seder with a child, then the child asks the question. But the Rambam continues and says that if a person is at a Seder without his child, or they don't have a child, and they're just there with their spouse, then the spouse asks, Manishtana. And if there's no spouse and they're just at a Seder with other people, then people ask one another, Manishtana. And if a person is at a Seder just by themselves with no one at all, then the Rambam says, you ask yourself the question. And the question begs itself, why is a person asking themselves a question? So clearly, Manishtana is not about getting some type of information. It might be on some level getting information, but if it were only about getting information, there would be no reason for you to ask the question. Now, famously, Rav Chaim Brisker says that when it comes to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, there needs to be a question-answer format. So assuming that to be the case for the moment, why? It just kicks the question down the road a little bit. Why do you need a question-answer format? If you're the only person at the Seder and you need a question in order for it to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, why? Why is that the case? The Rambam famously says that, when a kid asks the question, Habanim Yishalu, the children ask, and then the Yomar, the person who's leading the Seder, then continues and says, Manishtana. In other words, the Ben asks, what's going on? But then the formulaic Manishtana in the liturgy, that's the Kori, that's the person reading. So there clearly is a need for a question here. But the question is, why is there a need for the question? And the answer, I believe, is because the question here is not about getting information. The purpose of the question is to provoke an individual to a certain sense of discomfort. That's what a question is. A question is taking a person out of their comfort level and making them uncomfortable for a moment. So there's something you don't understand, you want to explain it. There is a problem that needs resolution, you notice it, you want to fix it. The idea of a question, in education, if you want to educate a child, so you want to provoke their questioning so they're curious, right? So curiosity, what is curiosity? Curiosity is like a mental itch. A person has a rash, they want to scratch the rash. A person has a mental itch, that means there's something that's not settled. And that's the purpose of the question. That's why Manishtana, that's why questioning is so significant. Now, this language of Manishtana in the Seder is very unique. You don't really find this language, common in Tanakh, that's for sure. In fact, if you look in Tanakh, you'll find it in Sefer Daniel, and you'll find it in Sefer Melachim. And I think that when the Baal HaGadah used the language of Manishtana, it was with intent. So what are the two contexts, at least that I want to share, the one in Melachim? The one in Daniel is not the only one in Daniel, but I think that it is powerful. So the story in Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Daled, there was the most evil king in Jewish history, Yeravam ben Nevat. He was such a bad king that all other bad kings are described in the Navi as bad or not as bad as Yeravam ben Nevat. He was so bad, it was as bad as Yeravam ben Nevat. Or he was bad, but not as bad as Yeravam ben Nevat. That's how terrible Yeravam ben Nevat was. So the Navi tells us that Yeravam had a child, Aviah, and Aviah got sick, and they needed help curing him. And Yeravam apparently was out of ideas. Ayomer Yeravam le'ishto, this is Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Aleph through Gimel. Ayomer Yeravam le'ishto, Yeravam tells his wife, Kumina ve'hishtanit. Get up and hishtanit, disguise yourself, so that way nobody should notice that I'm sending you to go consult with the Navi Hashem. And that's what Yeravam was doing. He wanted his wife to go consult with the Navi in order to figure out how to cure their son, but he wanted to do it in private so nobody should, because it was really embarrassing for Yeravam ben Nevat, this terrible evil king, the promoter of all types of Avodah Zarah, who is now succumbing to go to the Navi Hashem, Achia, his name, the Navi Hashem, to consult about his child's health. So the Malbim says, what exactly, why did he tell his wife to disguise herself? And he explains, because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for Yeravam ben Nevat to be consulting with a Navi. So the idea of nishtana means disguising oneself because you're embarrassed about what you're doing. Ah, so when the Baal HaGadah says, Ma nishtana halayla zeh, what has changed on this night? Baal HaGadah is saying what it means to be an Eved Hashem, not to be embarrassed, not to be embarrassed and to take pride in being an Eved Hashem. That's what Klal Yisrael were challenged to do by Yetzias Mitzrayim, to take pride in this, because otherwise they would just curl up and hide. It was much easier to hide away. In fact, 80% of Klal Yisrael, according to the Medrash, chose not to leave Mitzrayim. The harder choice was to leave. So this takes a certain pride, and this is what Manishtana is, that on the night of Pesach, what we want to instill in our children is the pride of being an Eved Hashem, the pride of being a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, the pride of being part of the Am HaNivchar, the pride of living a life being guided by the Torah. So that's number one. Now, in Sefer Daniel, we also have the word Nishtana, and here the context is a little different. So I'm sure you all remember the story of the writing on the wall. In English lexicon, we have the phrase, you saw the writing on the wall, you're going to be fired from your job. You saw the writing on the wall. You realized something before. So where does this phrase writing on the wall come from? It comes from Sefer Daniel. And here, Belshazzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar. So Belshazzar was the king, and he saw this vision of the writing on the wall, and he couldn't explain it, and none of his advisors could explain it, and none of his magicians or anybody else could, nobody could explain to him what was going on. And the pasuk says, Mitbahel v'zivohi shenin alohi. He was afraid and he was nervous and he was anxious, and his face, shanin, means changed or darkened. And his wife, the queen, says to him, don't worry, relax, everything is fine. We'll get to Daniel, and Daniel will tell you what it means. So she says to him, V'ameres malka l'almin chayin, al yivahaluch ra'ayonach v'zivayich al yishtanu. Your face should not change. Don't worry is basically what she's saying. Just relax, calm. You don't have to do anything different. Everything is going to be fine. We'll get done. We'll get, he'll figure it out. He'll let us know. But there's no indication here, or every indication is that she's trying just to get him to calm down. Don't worry. Just relax, be calm. And this is the exact opposite. We say, Manishtana halayla zeh. So Manishtana means what is transformed. And what is transformed means the person reflexive. And what does a person have to transform himself? To do the opposite of what the queen says to Belshazzar. She says, Al Yishtanu, don't worry, relax, nothing has to change, you got nothing to worry about. Of course, he had plenty to worry about. And the message that he got was that his term was over. But she's telling him, relax. And what the Baal HaGadah is saying is, Manishtana, what is different on this night? You have to change. You have to realize. You have to be a little concerned. You cannot be complacent. And Eved Hashem can never be complacent. Can't be complacent about their own avoda. Can't be complacent about the goings-on of Klal Yisrael. Manishtana comes right after Halach Ma'anya. And Halach Ma'anya has two guiding principles. And they are, called Dich v'nyeseh v'yechol, somebody needs food, help him. Called Ditzuch v'yivsach, somebody has spiritual needs, i.e., to be part of the Korban Pesach, help him as well. The question that we have to ask ourselves at the Seder, the question which is, right, even if there's nobody at the Seder, the Rambam says you have to ask yourself, what's the question you have to ask? Ma nishtana? Not just what's different. Number one, do you have a sense of pride of being an Eved Hashem? Doesn't make a difference that the whole world tells you that you're wrong? You say, no, I am an Eved Hashem. I do Dvar Hashem. And it doesn't make a difference whether I'm the only person in the world who does it. Because as Lahavdil Winston Churchill said, one man with the truth and the courage to say it, to speak it, is a majority. Avraham Avinu was one man with the truth. It's a majority. Moshe Rabbeinu, one man with the truth, is a majority. Klal Yisrael is reminded on Pesach, we have to be one man with the truth and thus be a majority. So not like Yeravam, who is embarrassed, tells his wife, cover up the fact that you're going to consult with Hashem. Not like Belshazzar, whose wife tells him, you don't have to do anything different, just stay the same, you're fine. Both of those are recipes for self-destruction. And Manishtana says, look ourselves in the mirror, say, no, what can I do different? How can I grow? How can I be better? Manishtana, how can I double down on my commitment to the Ribbono Shel Olam, regardless of what the world might say? And if we do those two things, then we are able to instill within ourselves, with our children, commitments necessary to keep Klal Yisrael strong, to ensure that we as individuals continue to grow, and that we pass on the Mesorah, midor l'dor, from generation to generation. Shebechol dor v'dor, in every generation, omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. That's true, that they're coming after us in every generation. But on the other hand, chayav adam liras es atzmo, bechol dor v'dor, in every generation, person has to see themselves as though they came out of Mitzrayim. Meaning, we have to have the midos of Klal Yisrael, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, pride of being Avdei Hashem, and that undiluted commitment to following His word. And in doing so, we'll be zocha for a gula shleima b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. A good vach to all.